campuses. Andrea is a valued member of our internationalization team at Yahoo. We have a conference call with her twice a week, where she lives in the south of England with her husband, close to her ailing mother-in-law, and taking care of her young daughter in the mornings and joining us on conference calls in the evenings. So let me stand up here. Okay, I am now Andrea Vine.
Not that tall.
Well, now, Andrea is also quite a bit of a wit in terms of both her personality and her writing skills. This is Eunuch Ode, as an ode to Unicode. Eunuch Ode. Here's to Unicode, that internationalization panacea. Let's hope that we'll never find need to replace you. Your uniformity, uniqueness, and most of all, universality make up your 10 principled character personality. On round trips, you're compatible with the most obscure graphemes, forcing them into normalcy, then encoding schemes. With the patience of saints, it is no surprise you have an RFC role to canonicalize. You bring characters together in dynamic combinations, assisting programs in correct interpretations, but never insisting on specific presentations, instead leaving that to experts in localization. Shall I extol your streamlined, basic multilingual plane, even as it goes beyond FFFF again and again? About your capacity, I can't be too complimentary. I mean, over a million possible characters supplementary. All the world's modern and ancient scripts are included, though Klingon is one that the committee eluded. But still, there's no need to resort to hysteria, for one is equipped with a private use area. Each character, too, has a property selection, such as function and case, position and direction. Bidirectionality, I mean, the right to left to right one, not something as complex as Bostrophodon. That's the serpentine writing, for those of you unwary. Anyway, your versatility knows not a boundary. Many character encodings have emerged from your foundry. There are 8, 16, and 32-bit selections. The 7-bit was deprecated for everyone's protection. Though due to certain platform bending and other factors, 16-bit is Endian. But Unicode, don't let this praise make you haughty, for over the years, you too have been naughty. In case you've forgotten the Korean move, European currency symbol, and few others prove, you're not without fault. But these foibles don't mask the incredible improvement over US ASCII. So here's to Unicode and to Joe, Mark, and Lee for all their hard work and a very low fee. This repertoire extraordinaire has made its place. After all, where else could one find a zero width, no break space? So, thank you to Andrea Vine.